tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabe. Anabe is the only machine washable sofa inside and out where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Jeffrey Roberts, the author of the new book, Stalin's Library, A Dictator and His Books. The tragedy is the suicide of Nadia, his second wife. His first wife died of typhus after childbirth. So he has a child by his first wife, and he has two children by his second wife. But Nadia, and we know very little about the cause. I don't believe there was a suicide note. After an argument or some kind of friction at a party, she went in another room and shot herself with a pistol that had been brought from Europe, I believe. And we don't have a great deal of an explanation for this, but it looks to have changed the library because Stalin then moves from the family dacha, which was in a compound of other dachas, to Blitznaya, the one we've talked about, the vast room. And in this change, Professor, from the scattering of books in the apartment or in the dacha where he raised his children to this new one, does the nature of the library change, or does it just get larger?
As you say, Nadia, Nadezhda Nadia was Stalin's second wife. She was quite young when she married Stalin. She was 19, I think, when she married Stalin in 1919. So he was like considerably older. They had two children in the 1920s. There's a lot of evidence to show that they, and a lot of real evidence, documentary evidence, not just people's claims or memoirs, that they had a reasonably happy family life in the 1920s. But for whatever reason, things went wrong, and then there's this episode in 1932, and Nadia shoots herself. By all accounts, by all the evidence we have, Stalin was very upset Nadia's death. And that changes the pattern of the family life. Until that point, he'd been quite involved in an extended family of his in-laws, mainly Nadia's relatives. But after that, he becomes a much more isolated and separate kind of figure from his family. He still has relations with his children and so on, but he becomes a much more isolated figure. And part of that process of Stalin's changing his lifestyle is the change in his routine and plan when this new big dacha is constructed for him on the outskirts of Moscow. So then his pattern of life becomes, he works late in the Kremlin, and then he's driven straight to his dacha at Blizhnaya, and he stays up until the early hours of the morning, spending actually quite a lot of time in this massive library. Does the library change? Well, I think what happens is that when Blizhnaya is constructed, Stalin's library gets a new centre of gravity, is the way I put it. It becomes the centre of his book collection. Most of the books are kept there, and that's where he does most of his book reading. But the other thing happens, of course, he gets bigger and bigger and bigger until by the time he dies, my estimate is there's about 25,000 or so books in his collection. So quite a big collection.
There's an anecdote about Machiavelli. I tell it because we're going to meet Machiavelli in the library. Machiavelli was exiled from Florence, as we all know, and he lived in a farmhouse outside of Florence. You can see through the trees the Duomo. I walked by it once when I was a youth, and there's a field of a vineyard below him. It was said that after dinner each evening, he would ascend to his library, which was upstairs, and in that library, he felt that he was among old friends. He was, of course, a classical scholar, and he could read in many languages. Did Stalin ever write anything like that, that when he went to his library, he was with friends, people he was comfortable with, the books?
No, but it's a very good story, John, actually, because I think that might... Well, I'm sure Stalin would have been aware of that story about Machiavelli, because I knew a lot of things. So I think he might have known that story himself, yeah. And I would imagine Stalin to actually feel the same way that Machiavelli does in that story, that when he's in among his books, yes, in his at Blizhnaya, not just in the library room, but in other parts of the tact, actually, when he's working, there's always books around. Yeah, I think my guess would be he felt exactly the way it suggested that Machiavelli felt in that story, that he was actually among friends.
One observation.
And actually, just one point is that, yes, whatever's going on in the world, whatever problems he's having to deal with, this crisis, that crisis, war, upheaval, terror, he always finds time to actually read some books. Yeah, and we know that for a fact. We have the evidence of it.
We're going to go to large themes in the books themselves, because the discovery of this library isn't that old. It was not maybe 1988 when we first knew this library existed. So the professor is giving us fresh information. But I observed, Professor, just quickly, the library at one point contained mostly Lenin books, Lenin and Stalin books, but it also had Zinoviev, Bukharin, Kamenev, and Rykov. Are those books still in the library? Because he executed all four of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Not all of their books, because the fragment that we have left, remember I was saying earlier, there's about 5,000 or so books that survived.
I see.
The purging.
So he didn't purge the books. He purged the men, but not the books.
Well, he purged the men. No, absolutely not. No, he kept the books. Yeah, those books are still in the library, or what's left of the library, to this day. One of the things I did as part of my research was help to actually construct a catalogue of these surviving books. So there's actually a catalogue available where you can actually go through and you can see which books by Zinoviev, Kamenev, Bukharin, Trotsky, all these people who he had killed.
Let's go to the Pamedki, Professor. Jeffrey Roberts is the author, Stalin's Library, A Dictator and His Books. Next, the Pamedki, the marginalia, the writing of Stalin and his library. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
She's been thinking about this sleepover all week, but I think about her food allergies all the time. Fortunately, her doctor prescribes Xolair, omalizumab. It's proven to significantly reduce allergic reactions if a food allergy accident happens.
Xolair 150 milligrams is a prescription medication used to treat food allergy in people 1 year of age and older to reduce allergic reactions due to accidental exposure to one or more foods. While taking Xolair, you should continue to avoid all foods to which you are allergic. Don't use if you are allergic to Xolair. Xolair may cause a severe, life-threatening allergic reaction called anaphylaxis. Tell your doctor if you ever had anaphylaxis. Get help right away if you have trouble breathing or if you have swelling of your throat or tongue. Xolair should not be used for the emergency treatment of allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis. Xolair is for maintenance use to reduce allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, while avoiding food allergens. Serious side effects such as cancer, fever, muscle aches and rash, parasitic infection, or heart and circulation problems have been reported. Please see Xolair.com for full prescribing information. Ask an allergist about Xolair. This is an advertisement for Xolair paid for by Genentech and Novartis.
Ah, greetings from my bath, festive friends. The holidays are overwhelming, but I'm tackling this season with PayPal and making the most of my money, getting 5% cash back when I pay in four. No fees, no interest. I used it to get this portable spa with jets. Now the bubbles can cling to my sculpted but pruny body. Make the most of your money this holiday with PayPal. Save the offer in the app.
Ends 12/31. See paypal.com/promo terms. Points can be redeemed for cash and more. Pay in four subject to terms and approval. PayPal Inc. and MLS 910457.
Love the night? Reach for Zen After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zen's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zen After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.